The hour of 8:30 having arrived, we will call the House Tax Meeting to order when we have a quorum. Members, today we have a couple department bills. We're going to roll House File 1590 into 1589, as the agenda has said. There's a couple. This is the technical bill, and as a rule, technical bills are technical and don't have a whole lot of controversy. So what we'll do is we'll look at what changes have been made to take the controversial parts out of it, and the rest of it that is, I believe, looked on favorably by the department and others, but we'll hear that from them. So first of all, what I will be doing when we have a quorum is I'll be moving House File 1589. That's not true. I'll be moving 1590, and I'll be moving the 0610 amendment to put it on there, and that kind of puts the two together with some changes, which we will go over. Okay, so with that, who would like to testify on behalf of the bill? Who would like to testify with concerns on the bill? Maybe we could get Mr. Cummings up for the department to go over. And Mr. Cummings, if you could, if you could testify to the bill as it should become shortly, I'd be 1590 with 1589 amended to it with a few changes. And that we'd like to inform the committee of what changes have been made. Welcome to the committee. Sir, please state your name if you represent for the record.
Mr. Chair, my name is Paul Cummings, and I'm the Tax Policy Manager at the Minnesota Department of Revenue. As you know, Mr. Chair, every year the department works to present to this committee a set of recommendations that are both policy and technical. We work to make sure that these are zero cost and also as non-controversial as possible. Mr. Chair, because this is the first time I've seen this amendment, could I just listen to the overview by staff, and then maybe I can give some greater context after that. But with that said, Mr. Chair, I'd like to thank you for ensuring that these bills are put in a place between now and the end of session where there is safe passage, as these are provisions that were brought to my attention from many of the staff at the Department of Revenue that are not in the commissioner's office, that are just trying to make the tax code work as good as possible. Not that the commissioner's office wouldn't want that to happen. Mr. Chair, we are these are really focused on just trying to make the tax code work better in a very nonpartisan way.
We're here to help in any way we can here. So, Mr. Michael, if you could kind of we've got 1590. I'll be moving, and then we're going to move basically 1589 as an amendment to 1590. Put the two together, but it's not just a straight up deal because there's a couple things that have been moved around or taken out or added. Or so if you kind of give us the highlight as to what the changes are from what the bills are now.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there are essentially five changes that are made to the bill, to the bills. I mean, first of all, the amendments that were adopted when the committee heard these bills the first time are included in the version that's being amended. Secondly, the provision that provided for the local lodging taxes to apply to the charges, to the markups made by accommodations, intermediaries like Orbitz and Expedia and so forth, that provision, which was in the department's technical bill, is dropped. There was a requirement there was a provision in the department's policy bill that had DNR certifying SFIA parcels. The department included that based on the legislative auditor's recommendation on the expectation that it would not have a fiscal cost. The Department of DNR had issued a fiscal note for that provision, and since that fiscal note has not been withdrawn, there would be a fiscal cost to that, so that provision is being dropped from the amendment. The provision that was in the policy bill that changed the notice requirement for commissioner's orders, the department negotiated with the chamber and the Minnesota Business Partnership to come up with a compromise on that ensured that those orders could not be dated prior to when they were issued. That language is included in this amendment. And there was also a requirement in the department's policy bill that gave the commissioner authority to require certificates of rent paid that are issued by landlords for purposes of the property tax refund to be issued in a form that the commissioner required. We assumed in the that would allow for requiring electronic CRPs. They negotiated out language changes with the multifamily housing group, and so that language is included in this provision. Finally, the revenue recapture provision that provided for measuring the income of a taxpayer by including the spouse's income, which Representative Simonson raised questions about when it was heard, has been modified to go back to reinstating the language that was used in the 1980s with one small tweak to that. So those are the changes that are made in this amendment to House File 1590.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. And we do now have a quorum, so I'll officially call the House Tax Committee meeting to order. And before we, Representative Simonson moves the minutes of April 22nd of 2015. Any additions or corrections? Hearing or seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Before we get into the bill, this is our 40th meeting, members, and it's presumably our last meeting for the year. And so I would just like to, at this time, go through a few thank yous. I'd like to thank Steve, who has been the committee page. We thank you very much. I want to thank Molly. Where's Molly? There's Molly. Thank you for all the work you've done. And Mr. K. And I'd like to thank our staff. I call them the dream team. Some say the A team. I call them the dream team, led by Mr. Michael. And of course, you have Manzi, Dalton, Hines. Who am I missing? Clayman, okay. So we got the dream team there. And then, of course, House Fiscal with Ms. Schill and Ms. Templin. Thank you. Thank you for all the work you've done. You've done tremendous work for us. And then I always forget somebody. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Rubus. and Mr. Hasek, thank you very much. You've been wonderful to work with this year. And members, thank you. You did a lot of work. We heard a lot of bills. We've got the bill up on the House floor tomorrow. And what I really appreciate was early on in the year is we were hearing bills, and they were stacking up in numbers and stacking up in numbers and getting where we knew we couldn't obviously do everything we wanted to do. I requested from the committee that we hear the ideas, and we'll put the numbers together later. And thank you for allowing me to do that so that we did hear a lot of issues, and of course I think we put a good bill together. We'll talk about that more tomorrow on the floor, I'm sure. So with that, before we get going, Chair Lincheski.
I apologize, I have a cold, but as I said before, thank you, Mr. Chair. The minority, of course, is still available to try to help. I know we have under 3 weeks to be done, and I think we might have some insight into how that tax bill you want signed might get signed. And I appreciate all your indulgence, and I think you've been a very fair chair, and we all appreciate that very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you. And Chair Lincheski, I do want a bill signed, and I will be calling you and other members of the minority from time to time. Okay, so thank you very much for that. So, members, not a long meeting today. I don't think Mr. Cummings, did you want to kind of follow up on what Mr. Michael said?
Mr. Chair and members, I just first wanted to say again thank you for moving these provisions along. I think the package that is put together here is a strong package, so thank you for moving that along. I did just want to say that I hope in the future, Mr. Chair, that you'll continue to be open to talking about trying to clarify the local lodging tax provision. That is something in which there is confusion about tax bases between local option sales tax and local lodging taxes that I think would be helpful to clarify. Mr. Chair, also related to the verification of forest management plans, Unfortunately, the fiscal note was not able to be pulled before this bill got moved. But again, this is something with the Office of Legislative Auditor that he suggested in order to make the SFIA program stronger. The department still stands behind that provision and thinks that, that would be something that would both respond to the OLA and also make that program stronger. Mr. Chair, I also wanted to thank the Chamber and the Business Partnership for working in partnership to try and come up with a better package related to the Commissioner's orders. They brought up some concerns that we think are, were valid, and I think that we came up with some language that honored their concern while at the same time trying to clarify it for taxpayers. In addition, I'd like to thank the multi-housing folks for working with our agency on developing language on the certificate of rent paid that will allow that to have a that to move forward and to have a simplified process. And like to thank House staff for working on the definition of recapture for those types of participants. So with that, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to thank you for moving forward this strong package.
Thank you. And I'd be remiss, members, if and to anyone involved in the tax committee throughout this year, I want to thank Commissioner Bowerly. I'm on the phone with her, you know, quite often, and she's been very, very good to work with. And I want to thank you, Paul, excuse me, Mr. Cummins, future assistant deputy commissioner, and Amy for all your work as liaisons between the department and the tax committee. You've done just wonderful work, and we do appreciate that. With that, I will move House File 15. What's that? No, I've done it. I'll move House File 1590. And then, members, we have the, I will now move the A15-0610 amendment. And what that amendment does, that is basically House File 1589 with the caveats that Mr. Michael and Mr. Cummings have talked about. Any discussion on the amendment to get the bill in the shape the author would like? Hearing none, all fair say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have House File 1590 as amended. And is there any questions from the audience? Support, concerns, more from the department? Okay, with that, I will move House File 1590 as amended to the general register. Any further questions? And members, if you look at the revenue notes, there's a lot of zeros there, so this does not need to have a stop at Ways and Means. So with that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Don't stop believing, members. Good government all the time. We are adjourned.